Hello and welcome to the regular season finale of NFL Game Picks, week 18, and it's flown by. Lots of sickness, especially for this guy right here.
Yep.
Just holding on by a string right now. But in all honesty, I'm holding on by a string. Dolphins just got whooped big time in Baltimore, and it was not fun watching the game. I watched it also with a Raven fan. Shout out to you, Figgy. But, man, that was tough. And it was one of those things that I was hoping if they did lose, it was a close game. And it wasn't. It wasn't close at all. After the first quarter, it wasn't close. And that was pretty much, like, the roughest part about it. It's like, I thought we had a chance, and then it was just gone. And then you lay out that hope. Oh, we had that big comeback against them last year in the fourth quarter. You know, let's hold out hope still. And nope, not the case. So it's tough, but still alive, fighting for the division. And Buffalo's coming to town. It's going to be a good one. But let's go to Joey. How are you feeling?
Oh, man, still alive. We're currently in the NFC playoff picture, and we control our own destiny. As Matt LaFleur says, we have the pen, so we can write our own story if we want to, but this all depends on if we win next week, or meaning this week, actually. But, yeah, pretty good performance by Jordan Love and the Packers against the Vikings. Still don't know how to feel about the defense, though. Their quarterback that they faced wasn't. Or quarterbacks, I should say. They've switched the guy out because he was so terrible in the second half. So we'll see what happens with the defense. But going forward, we just need to beat the Bears, and we're in the playoffs. Easier said than done.
Speaking of the Bears.
The Bears. Yeah, you know, we keep winning, showing some promise headed into the next year. Although our playoff hopes are dead, we can still keep the Packers out of the playoffs, which would be pretty sweet. So, yeah, hopefully we do that. Looking forward to it. We're on the clock, by the way. Tick, tick. See what we do with that number one pick. But looking forward to week 18.
I say you guys trade it.
Probably. Hopefully.
But trade it within the top five. Like, you got to get back another top five pick.
As long as we can still get Marvin Harrison Jr., mm-hmm. I'd be happy.
Sick.
We'll see what happens.
All right. Let's hop into the standings. So, currently, Yadion is on top. 165-91. He had an 11-5 week. Big week for Steve. He jumped all the way to second place with a 13-3 week. I believe that was the best performance of the week. It was. And now he is in second place with a 160-196 overall record. And your boy right here, Austin, is in third place with a 159-97 record after a 10-6 week. Not the best. And it definitely hurt picking the Dolphins. At least so it would be tied with Steve right now. But, hey, top three isn't so bad. But we're going to take it to both of you guys because you guys are tied.
Yes, we are. I'm interested to get back to, almost tying with Chris. My goal was to hop him for the season. We'll see what happens if I can get ahead of him going into the playoffs in this final week. Going to be interesting. Maybe I try to fade him here and there. We'll see what happens.
I have a feeling you guys are going to be, like, tied. And then it's just going to come down to the Bears-Packers game on who wins, like who has a better record finishing off the season.
That's insane.
We'll see. There's still playoffs, too, though.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Yes, sir. Any words, Chris, real quick, before we hop into the games?
Week 18, she's finally legal. Let's go.
Hello.
Oh, man. All right. So no Thursday this week. Obviously, we're recording this on Friday, so I would hope there was no Thursday game. But to kick it off, we have the first game on Saturday, and it is the Pittsburgh Steelers versus the Baltimore Ravens, 4:30 kickoff. No big implications for the Baltimore Ravens here. They have already clinched the number one seed. But a big thing for the Steelers here is they need a win to stay alive. And Baltimore isn't really starting, is resting a lot of people, especially having that number one seed locked up. So I'm on the fence here. I think Pittsburgh can pull it off. They need a big win here. So let me get the Steelers. But, man, if Baltimore stuns this Steelers team with a bunch of their backups in, that's going to be a tough look for this Steelers team. But it's kind of like how their season's been going all year. So we'll just have to wait and see. But let's go to Chris. How are you feeling about this one?
I think I'm still going to take the Ravens at home. Everybody else is taking the Steelers because no Lamar Jackson. Huntley, when he's came in the past, hasn't looked that bad, honestly. Mm-hmm. The Steelers still probably want to finish the year with the playoff spot. chance to win. But I think the Ravens, like the Bears, also kind of want to shut down their hopes and dreams and finish the year 14-3. So I'm going to take the Ravens.
I think I'm going to ride with Austin here and pick the Steelers. They have a lot more to play for than the Ravens. Ravens obviously clinched the number one seed, finished. Their playoff dreams are set in stone. They can rest all their starters if they want to. I heard OBJ is renting another yacht. Yikes. Lamar, do not get on that boat, please, for the love of God.
It's only receivers on that one.
Oh, thank God. Well, I don't know. He can't do it all, so just don't do the boat. Anyway, I'm going to rock with the Steelers here. Who knows? They might even squeak into the playoffs.
Take us to this night game.
Yeah, man. Let's go to the Houston Texans traveling to Indianapolis to face off against the Colts. Big playoff implications here. I think this is a win and we're in game for both teams. So I'm going to rock with Houston. I really like them a lot all year. I really like both teams. It's hard for me to not root against Gardner Minshew with him, you know, kind of hanging out in Naples from time to time, which is pretty cool. I just really like what C.J. Stroud and that offense has going. And I think DeMeco Ryans is going to win Coach of the Year.
All right, Chris, what do you got?
I'm going to rock with Houston as well. It would be really sad if, like, after how well they've looked, this is where their season ends. I'd rather see a young Texans team in the playoffs than an Indianapolis team that definitely is not going to start Gardner Minshew at quarterback next year. So I'm going to rock with the Texans. Even though Stroud's boy Tank Dell is out, I think he still gets it done.
I will go with the Houston Texans as well. Clean sweep for the boys across here for the Houston Texans. I just think they're a better team, especially now with Stroud back in the fold. DeMeco Ryans has that defense humming, and they're being productive. They're not being world beaters, but they're definitely putting that team in positions to win games, and that's all you can really ask for. But I wouldn't be surprised if the Colts win here. I mean, this is a do-or-die game for both of these teams. But there is still a chance that whoever loses this, still can get a chance into the playoffs. They just need a couple things to go their way. They need mostly, like, the Steelers to lose. And that's pretty much it. But whoever wins this is also vying for the division. But they also need the Jacksonville Jaguars to lose. So that's going to be the most interesting thing to take away from there. But let's go over to the NFC South, where we have possible division winner on the first game on Sunday, the Atlanta Falcons versus New Orleans Saints. Atlanta needs to win, and Tampa needs to lose for Atlanta even have a chance, I think. I don't even know. Are they 6-7? I think they're out.
No, they're still in.
They're 7.
Atlanta could still get in.
Okay. There we go. But I don't think that's going to be the case. I think the Saints team handles business. They are the front runner right now for the division. And they're going to go and, I think, run away with it. So, on the last week, just photo finish at the deadline. So, it should be interesting. What do you got here, Chris?
Yeah, the Saints just had a pretty convincing win against the Bucs. So, I think they get it done here and win the division and get a spot in the playoffs. Nice.
We have to agree exactly with what you just said. The Saints proven that they're the better team, one of the best teams in that division last week whenever they knocked off the Buccaneers when they could clinch the division. So I'm going to rock with the Saints trying to get into the playoffs here late. We'll see what happens if some things fall their way. Not sure if they can. It all depends if Green Bay loses because they have the pen.
Nice. Who do we have next?
We got the Cleveland Browns traveling to Cincinnati to face off against the Bengals. I don't think the Browns are playing Joe Flacco, and I don't think the Bengals are eliminated, right? So this is tough. This is kind of a really who gives a hell game. I'm going to go with the Browns here just because they've been better all year and the Cincinnati Bengals are kind of dead. They just know their playoff hopes are completely gone. At least a lot of people from the Cleveland Browns that do have a chance might get some extra playing time before they get into the playoffs. And who knows, they might have a chance to play in those games if some players go down. So this is going to be good for them.
I got to agree. Even though this game might be slightly entertaining, it's a very meaningless game. The Browns are not able to win the AFC North, and the Bengals are fully eliminated from the playoffs. So there's no real playoff implications here. I think the Browns are locked into that fifth seed. There's no one that's going to take them out of there. Mm-hmm. So it is what it is. I think maybe if the Dolphins lose and they lose as well, maybe the Dolphins get the fifth seed. But I think it's a guaranteed if Dolphins lose, they get the sixth seed. So It's an interesting predicament there, but I'm going to go with the Browns. I think they have a little bit more to play for. Well, a lot more to play for. Bengals are now just vying for a playoff position and not to have a losing season. But at this point, just lose and come back very strong next year with Joe Burrow. Oh, my bad.
I'm also take Cleveland. I think Kevin Stefanski has a good case to win Coach of the Year.
Hell yeah, with, for sure.
You know, everything that that team has gone through with losing all those quarterbacks, Nick Chubb, et cetera. So I think he's trying to add another win to that resume and maybe lock up that award for himself. Maybe he doesn't care. Maybe he rests everybody in this game. It's just a big toss-up, which probably is what it's going to be. But I'm still going to take Cleveland just because. I mean, I don't know.
They're a better team.
They're a better team right now, too. So, and that defense is still pretty legit. All right,
who we got next?
Got the Jacksonville Jaguars going to Tennessee to take on the Titans. Another division game to end out the year. Jags desperately need to win. I'm going to take the Jags, of course. They just destroyed a bad Carolina Panthers team. Titans just got waxed by the Texans, another divisional opponent. I hope the Jags win. Really want to see them in the playoffs. Hopefully with a healthy Trevor Lawrence. And maybe this team can do some damage.
I think the Jags are going to take a W here. The Titans, all year, 5-11. Who would have thought? Derrick Henry probably playing his last game as a Titan. I don't even know if he'll suit up because they're eliminated, so we'll see what happens. He probably will since they're at home. I don't know. There's a lot of last game scenarios at home this week, but we'll get into that a little bit later. I'm going to rock with the Jacksonville Jaguars. They got playoff hopes on the line at 9-7. Titans are dead in the water. Derrick Henry's looking for a new home.
So, as I understand, the Jaguars are in the playoff no matter what.
Okay.
Now it's a matter of fact, if they win this, they win the division. Like, it doesn't matter okay. who wins that that night game between the Texans and the Colts. But the biggest thing is, are they going to be hosting a playoff game or are they going to be on the road for the playoffs? Mm. That's the biggest concern for them. I want to go against the Jags because I want the Texans to win this division for just some reason. But I will go with the Jags. I think they're going to be firing on all cylinders with Trevor Lawrence possibly coming back. That's the biggest what if in this game. If Lawrence isn't playing, then maybe I switch to the Titans because I think Will Levis is just trying to just ruin someone's day.
Yeah,
And if it is Derrick Henry's last game as a Tennessee Titan, he's going to want to ball out and run through some people. So that should be very, very interesting.
Well, according to these numbers I just pulled up, they only have a 22% chance of making it if they lose. So if they lose, some other stuff happens.
They're going to need the Dolphins to win if they lose.
Yeah, if they lose, it's not looking good, honestly. I mean, they could still get in, but if they win, it's 99% chance. Mm-hmm. They're going to make it if they win. So they just need to win to get the job done.
Facts. All right, Chris, why don't you take us to this next game?
Yeah, we got an NFC North division game to end off the year. It's not the one we're all looking forward to yet, but we got the Minnesota Vikings going to Detroit to take on the Lions. I don't really think this game means a ton.
Not really.
I mean, the Vikings still could get in the
playoffs.
They
need a lot of things to go their way.
But, I mean, let me just crunch the numbers real quick. I mean, if they win, they have an 11% chance. So, yeah, not looking good. Detroit, I think they're going to try to win this game. I'm taking Detroit at home. They've just been the better team. I don't know who's going to play quarterback for Minnesota. I think they announced it, didn't they? But either way.
Nick Mullins is going to start for the rest of the year.
Yeah, Nick Mullins, great. No, I'm taking Detroit.
Oh, man, I'm going to keep it simple. I'm going with Detroit as well. Tough ending to the game last week. If I'm Dan Campbell, I get it. You went for that 2-point conversion. You got it. It got called back. You went for it again. You threw an interception. You got a flag against the defense. By that point, what is going through your head and what is stopping you from kicking that field goal? I get it. You think you have the biggest balls in the NFL and you want to, like, all right, we're going to Dallas and we're beating them by 1 point, by going for two. No, man, kick the field goal and live another down. You know, it's just...
He really showed his hand there, to be honest. Like, if you're in any situation, if you're in any situation with Detroit and you know that, hey, they're going to score a touchdown, and if they get down there, they are sure as shit going for two to win the game. And I don't know. There's just you might have that in the back of your head as a coach.
For sure.
So. I mean, it didn't mean a ton necessarily. I mean, I think they would have jumped Dallas and been the 2 seed maybe.
Yeah.
That and they could have been fighting for the number 1 seed if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, if they
would have been tied 12-4. They would have had a chance for the number 1 seed.
I mean, he came out and he's like, told them we were going for the win. I wasn't going to back down. I mean, I think he said if it got further than 10 yards, he would have kicked it.
Yeah.
But they were at 7, so he's like, fuck it, let's go. Let's get this win. I don't know. I don't really mind it too much. The Lions made the playoffs for the first time ever. Might as well shoot for the moon, right? Yeah. Like, it's been 30 years, dude.
It's been 30 years since they won the division. But I definitely don't mind it. It's just like, man, like, you had a chance to really, like, put yourself in a really good spot. And, yeah, I mean, it did come back to bite them, but at the end of the day, they're in a good spot. It is what it is. But, Joy, who you got in this one?
I got Detroit. I'm going to make it simple.
Yes, sir.
All right, next we got the New York Jets and the New England Patriots in Bill Belichick, what could be his last game with the Patriots at home in Foxborough against the Jets. The scriptwriters are cooking on this one. I think I'm going to rock with the Patriots here. Both teams have zero to play for. And I think Bill Belichick's going to coach his ass off. And somehow, some way that the Patriots are going to pull this out against the really terrible Jets team that just wants to get to next year already.
I'd love to agree with you, man. I really would. I'd love to say that he goes out with a bang. But this Jets team, I don't know. They seem like they could score a little bit more points than the Patriots can. I mean,
I'd agree.
The Pats have been shut out how many times this year? Like 3 times or so, and like scored under 10 points like 5 times this year. And they just, I don't know, they suck. I'm going to take the Jets on the road. Wouldn't it be funny if Belichick coached the Jets?
Oh, my God.
That ain't going to happen, though.
Stop it. Stop it.
I don't know, man. They might not want Salah in there anymore, dude.
Sheesh.
I think Aaron's not going to play for Belichick if that's the case.
You don't think so?
No chance.
That's when
no
he goes
chance.
To Minnesota and yeah. screws my life.
I'm here for it.
All right. Suck. I'm going to go with the Patriots. The Patriots have beat the Jets like 15 straight games. Like, I don't think this week is going to be the week that the Jets get one up on them. They are the better team. I will say that. The Jets are the better team. But there's no chance in hell that Bill's just going to roll over for the Jets on his last possible game as a Patriots head coach at home at Foxborough. Like, come on, man. We gotta get these Patriots in here. Let's keep it moving. We have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers versus Carolina Panthers. Tampa is the front runner right now for that NFC South. So if they win, they secure the division. So that's the biggest concern for this New Orleans Saints team. And if you're the Saints, you are rooting like hell for this Carolina Panthers team to pull through. And the Panthers have absolutely nothing to play for. Like, they are number one pick, which is now with Chicago.
Woo.
And and New Orleans just desperately needs that or a couple of losses up on the in terms of the wild card if they still want to make a chance to get in with Tampa winning, which I do have Tampa winning. So maybe Tampa goes and actually ends up winning this division, but it's going to be a tight one, and I'm really sure the Saints team, especially DJ, is kicking himself. Man, we should have won that other game against Tampa earlier in the year. That would have been a big difference maker. But we'll go with Chris next. So what do you got here?
I'm going to rock with them Buccaneers. The Panthers are the worst team in the league by far and away. Tepper should be in jail after what he did last week. Screw that guy. I'm taking Tampa. I don't know if I'd love to see Tampa in the playoffs. I feel like they're a sneaky good team.
Mm-hmm.
You never know. A little Baker action. Might show a little Baker magic, if you will. But for this game, I'm going to take the Bucks, even though they have the worst stadium in all of sports.
You are actually...
Yeah.
We're not going to get into that because that is too much of a can of worms to open up right now. But I'm going to rock with the Buccaneers as well. The Panthers stink. You're right. Tepper should be in jail. Baker Mayfield and the Buccaneers might mess around and beat the Eagles first round. We'll see what happens.
All right. And everyone has been waiting for this moment. Who do we got?
Woo!
We got the...
Oh, Bears. Man.
Versus the...
Go, Pack, go. The Green Bay Packers.
There we go. I'll give you the kudos because you are the home
team. Wait. Who would win in a fight, though? A Packer or a Bear?
Yeah. We could go. Just,
you got us there. I'm not going to lie.
We would see a bear and go,
I'm going to fight that thing. Yeah, right, dude.
Come on, people from Wisconsin hunt like nobody's business. And especially we hunt bears. Let me talk to you. Listen, the Green Bay Packers had a hell of a performance last week against the Minnesota Vikings. I respect it. I love it. Jordan Love, you looked like the man. 4 touchdowns overall. Congratulations. But the Chicago Bears are a whole different team than we played week one. And I'm really nervous. This is the biggest Bears game in 10 years since we played them in 2013 with the division on the line and Randall Cobb called game. Listen, I don't know what else to say more than this is the biggest game of the year for the Green Bay Packers. This might even be the biggest game of the year for the Chicago Bears. And it's also the biggest game of both these quarterbacks, these young quarterbacks' careers. Justin Fields trying to prove that he can stay in Chicago as their top quarterback, and Jordan Love trying to lead the Green Bay Packers to the playoffs in his first year as a starter. Man, oh man, this is just what we thought it would be week 18 when looking at the schedule. I'm going to rock with the Packers here. We got to get it done. I can't imagine not winning this game. I'm very nervous even just talking about it. Knock on wood. Go Pack, go. We got to win this game.
Can't wait for us to just crush your hopes and dreams.
I know.
And then for you to just take it out on me because you think I played in the game. But I'm a rock with the Bears. You're right. It is a whole different team, obviously. I don't love the fact that we went a whole season, basically, in between us playing each other.
I agree.
I kind of like feeling you guys out, like, week 8, week 10, and then again at the end of the year. I liked when the schedule lines up like that. You know, week 1 to week 18 is a big gap, and I think you guys aren't ready for what's coming into old Lambeau Field. We're here to crush your hopes and dreams. Yeah. Everybody seems like they're going to play. We got a new dog on defense. His name's Montez Sweat. Have you heard of him? But, yeah, we'll see what happens. You know, best case scenario, maybe it ends in a tie.
Yeah, who knows? All I know is that our defense sucks. I still don't have confidence in it, and I really wouldn't be surprised if you guys tore us apart.
Yeah.
I'm very nervous about this game.
Take the DJ Moore over. Trust me on that one.
That's been...
I could see it. This game's going to come down to the wire.
Yeah, that's been circulated a lot about the whole DJ Moore-Justin Fields connection. It really sucks that the Bears have been going so good lately and then just missed out on a chance to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
It's very unfortunate. But
bad start to the year, man.
Yeah, it is what it is. I will go with the Chicago Bears. It's a really, for me, it's a toss up. And like the Packers, like it's you like there's no other thing way to say it, but you got to win this game. Like you look at the people who are behind the Packers, and it's Seattle and New Orleans and even Minnesota. I mean, who knows? But Seattle and New Orleans are right there knocking on the door for that last playoff spot. And if you guys lose, you're out, and then one of those teams find their way in, because I see both of them winning their games. But that's why I'm really torn. Like, I don't know who to pick. I think it's the tough. Packers are fighting for their life, and they don't want to lose this game. But I'm just like, this. I'm riding this heater with the Bears. Like, they've been there was points in this season where I said, I'm not picking the Bears ever again. And they finally turned me back. You know, they finally got me back on board, and they're finally winning these important games, which is... all you can ask for as a Bears fan, it just sucks that it's a little too late. But for a Packers fan, it's a little tough. It is what it is. But who knows? We'll see. And if the Packers are in the playoffs next week, Joey's going to be like, I told you guys so.
I don't know about that, because I'm sitting here saying that the Chicago Bears are going to walk into Lambeau and beat the Packers. But I am picking the Green Bay Packers. I got to ride with my boys. But I'm nervous, man. This is tough. This defense is just not trustworthy. I know we're getting Alexander back and stuff like that, but...
yeah, that'll help.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe he'll call the coin toss.
Yeah,
again,
he'll just screw it up again. I don't know, man. This is really tough. Really tough. I'm nervous. I could throw up just right now just thinking about it. We got to go to the next game.
We will. But the funny thing is, Joey's sweating bullets over here. Chris is just playing with house money. So
I mean, we're playing with house money too. But it's like shit. If we get in, like. Yeah. It's tough.
I think you guys got to win just because last year you were on the fringe of making
same
it.
Same thing,
it fell
same
short,
situation.
So that's what it is there. Let's keep it moving. Another 425 game. We have the Dallas Cowboys versus the Washington Commanders. I'm not going to waste your guys' time Dallas means business.
Yep.
They're going to hopefully hold on to that division. Currently, the division leader, and a win this week just solidifies that and keeps them at the number two spot. If not, they lose, Eagles win, and they drop all the way down to the five seed. So it's going to be tough whoever comes out on top in that division, but I'm fully expecting Dallas to get a win here. The Commanders ain't really much. But, Chris, who you got?
Yeah, same thing. I'm going to take Dallas. They're obviously the better team. The Commanders all year have been sellers. I don't even think they're going to play Sam Howell at quarterback. So they're not trying to win this game. They're thinking about the draft already. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to take the Cowboys.
Yeah, I'm rocking with the Cowboys as well. This is a really easy game to pick. The Commanders, just terrible year, 4-12. Wouldn't be surprised come Monday that old Ron Rivera is on
IR.
Yep, the street looking for a new team to coach.
All right, what do we got next, Joey?
We got the Broncos and the Vegas Raiders playing. That was a big-time voice crack by me. Holy crap. I'm going to go with the Raiders and drink a little bit of water here. We got Davante Adams. I like him. Woo.
I just found out that Davante Adams is the all-time yards leader for a single season for Raiders and Packers. So a little tidbit for you there while you drink your water. Take a little break.
Thank you.
Both these teams are eliminated from the playoffs. Denver was officially eliminated, I believe, last week. So this game doesn't really matter. I'm going to take the home team just because, I guess. They're not going to play Russ because they don't want to pay him, I guess, which I think is kind of bullshit, but it's pretty shady business and shady dealings. If I was a Broncos fan and let's say I was like you and had season tickets, I'd be pissed. I don't want to watch. Who's playing? Brock Osweiler or some shit?
Brock Osweiler's in the booth, dude. Like, it's Jared Stidham.
Yeah, even worse, right. Dude. Like, I'm out. I'd be mad as hell.
Oh, man. Yeah, you guys switched me over to the Las Vegas Raiders. Yeah, that pisses me off, too, as a fan in general of the game. Like, the Broncos were in a playoff hunt, and they decided
to...
They decided to bench... Russell Wilson, even though they had a possibility of winning last week, they were in such great contention. I don't know why they did that. But, yeah, this Raiders team, I think Antonio Pierce has a little bit more to prove right now than Sean Payton. I think the Broncos had a tremendous turnaround to their season, but the way they ended it was just, like, stabbing everyone in the back except for Sean Payton, which I think he was the main catalyst in doing that. But, Chris, let's throw it back to you. What do we got here in this next game?
Oof, this next game, I think it's going to be an easy one to pick. We got the Kansas City Chiefs at the Los Angeles Chargers. Mm-hmm. This game at the beginning of the year probably looked a lot better than it does right now. Chargers are going through a whole lot of rework and retooling. Herbert's not going to be there, obviously. Casey kind of needs this win, though, mm-hmm. honestly, because I think they could jump the Dolphins if the Dolphins lose. I think they're not locked in that division yet, are they?
Yeah, they won the division.
They won the division, but I don't know. I'm still taking KC just because they're obviously the better team. I don't know who's going to be playing since they do have the division locked up, but...
Yeah, so, okay, you got KC. I also have KC. KC doesn't move in terms of the standings no matter what happens because let's say Buffalo does win.
Yeah.
Buffalo takes the 2 seed because Kansas City lost to Buffalo. And then Dolphins just have a flat-out better record if Dolphins win. So that's what it comes down to for that. So that should be very, 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 very interesting. But, yeah, let's go with the Kansas City Chiefs. I think they're still fighting for something, but it's not really much. It's just so, let's say, whoever wins the AFC South, if they lost to any of those AFC South teams, they don't want to lose out on that. So that should be interesting with that.
I'm rocking with the Kansas City Chiefs here. This game is really easy to pick for me. Even though that they're resting everyone like we all alluded mm-hmm. to, Kansas City taking the W here. Chargers, pack it up for next year. Reevaluate things. Get a new coach. Maybe you'll get Bill Belichick. Who knows?
Probably. What do we got next?
We got the Rams traveling to San Francisco, playing against the 49ers. And listen, it's going to be Carson Wentz versus Sam Darnold here. Both teams are resting their quarterbacks, Matthew Stafford and Brock Purdy. I think I'm going to rock with the 49ers here. I think they still have the better team overall depth-wise because I don't think that I've seen the Rams play without Stafford and without Puka and Cooper Kupp, and they're terrible. So I'm going to rock with the 49ers here. I think they have better depth overall.
I'll also take the 49ers just for that same fact. They do have more depth, more players that can give it a go. Puka, I believe, is like 22 yards away from setting the rookie all-time yards record.
And a few catches away from like setting the receptions record as well.
Which I think has been standing since like the 60s or the 50s or something like that, which is crazy. Hopefully he gets that done. So hopefully whoever you said the Rams are playing at, Wentz, hopefully he gets him the ball a couple times. So I'm going to take San Fran, though.
Yeah, this one's tough. Like, are the 49ers resting their guys? If they are, then give me the Rams. But otherwise, I'll probably just go with the Rams for shits and giggles here. Just because, like, they're one of those hot teams, even though they're probably benching a lot of people. It just seems like one of those games that San Fran just drops, and it's going to be close, even though it's just mostly their bench playing. But I fully expect, like, some starters to be in there, at least, like, the first, like, quarter and a half. And if things are going good, then they'll come out. But otherwise, they're not going to play very, very long because they want to give these guys as much rest as possible, especially given so much like what they've done all year. But we're going to take it back to Joey. What do we got here for this next game?
We got the Philadelphia Eagles and the New York Giants. No more Tommy DeVito. No. Kind of upset about it, even though, he beat my Green Bay Packers. And if we won that game, we'd be able to actually already clinch the playoffs right now. Not holding any hate, but he's sleeping with the fishes now. Going with the Philadelphia Eagles. They really need a W going forward in that playoff hunt. I don't really know what a loss does to them and a Cowboys win. I know that clinches the Cowboys the division, but what happens if they both win? Doesn't the Cowboys?
Cowboys this one, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think that the Cowboys are going to win anyway. I think both these teams are kind of gimmies for Dallas and Philly, so I'm going to rock with Philly either way.
Yeah, I'll go with Philly as well. Who's starting? Is it Tyrod Taylor? It sucks. If I'm the Giants, man, you want to evaluate your talent as much as possible, even being so far removed from playoff contention. But I also respect the fact that they're giving Tyrod some tape to put out there to possibly continue his NFL career. If not, this is his last ride, and he's kind of out the door.
Pretty much.
But I think he still has some air left in those tires, so I think he's going to keep on trying to bounce around from team to team, which I like to see. I like Tyrod Taylor a lot. But I don't think he gets it done against this Philly team. It means more to them. They have a chance to win this division still, and they're really hoping for the Commanders to win, but I don't think that's going to be the case. But, hey, you still got to play at the same time and wait till the final moments to realize who comes out on top there or not. But, Chris, who do you got?
Yeah, I think the easy pick is obviously the Eagles. They haven't looked great. They kind of shot themselves in the foot with these losses. I mean, they kind of had a tough go of it with San Fran, Dallas, and Seattle all in a row. But they just lost to the Cardinals, which was really bad. I mean, really bad. So you guys kind of did this to yourself. So you better hope somehow, some way, Dallas ends up losing so you guys could hopefully win the division and get a win here. But I don't see that happening. I see them being another scary matchup early on for some team. But I think they get the win here, though.
All right. What do we got for this last 4 o'clock?
Speaking of the Cardinals that just beat the Eagles, they are going to be facing the Seattle Seahawks at home. Seahawks really need the win to get in. If they lose, they're pretty much done. No chance. Even if they win, it's kind of slim. I'm going to take Seattle. I think they get the job done and put it in the hands of teams like the Packers and the Steelers, I think, too.
Packers, what do we got?
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree. Seattle's going to get a W here. They might sneak in just like last year with a Week 18 loss for the Green Bay Packers, and Seattle's going to be back in the playoffs. See it. Woo. But I'm hoping it doesn't happen. Please, for the love of God.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm also going to go with the Seahawks. A win and it puts you in position to get in the playoffs. And they're just everyone between the Seattle Seahawks and the New Orleans Saints are just hoping that the Bears get a win. And New Orleans low-key hoping that the Cardinals get a win. But, yeah, Seattle is next in line, and they're just wanting what's coming to them after a big win against the Eagles earlier in the season. I'm pretty sure they're really like scratching and clawing, like, man, we got to get into this playoffs. I think we have a good chance. It may be a little too late, but hey, Geno's back and he's healthy, so let's see if that makes a big difference. And then last but not least, Sunday Night Football, granddaddy of them all this week, the Buffalo Bills versus the Miami Dolphins. Winner wins the division. Loser, at least for the Dolphins, would be guaranteed sixth seed. For the Buffalo Bills, it would be anything between 6-7 or you're out of the playoffs. So that could be very, 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 very interesting. If the Steelers get a win and the Colts get a win and the Jaguars lose, then there's a chance that the Bills don't even make the playoffs. So those are things that get a little bit squirrely there. I'm hoping that's the case. It would be cool not to see the Buffalo Bills in the playoffs. But who knows? You already know who I'm rocking with. I'm going with the Miami Dolphins. I want this Dolphins team to host a playoff game. That would be nothing short of amazing. One last night game at the Rock, at least guaranteed. So that's pretty fun. Be a little wild and out. And either going to be the happiest man in the world or the saddest man in the world. Last night game was not so well, right, Chris?
No, it didn't. It was a fun game, for sure.
It was a fun game. The ending was horrible.
It didn't go our way. It was kind of the start of a little bit of a downfall for the Dolphins. You guys kind of got a little bit banged up after that week, I feel like. And, man, this Bills team is looking a little scary. They got hot at the right time. Everybody was kind of waiting on it, and boom, it happened. They've won, like, 5 out of the last 6 games or something like that. I'm going to rock with the Dolphins, just spreading that. I'm going to spread that good energy around, you know. Hopefully the Dolphins, you know, win the division. That would be huge. And, yeah, having a playoff game here would be pretty sick. I agree. So, hopefully, I'd like to see both teams in the playoffs. So, hopefully the Dolphins win, but the Bills still manage to get in. Because I do like seeing Josh Allen come playoff time in the playoffs.
Yeah, they've won 5 of the last 6, so you're correct there. I kind of hope that the Bills make the playoffs to some degree, but just don't immediately face the Dolphins again in Miami. Like,
I don't
want to
see that.
Dates.
Yeah,
that'll be horrible. That'll be awful. But what do you got here, Joey?
So there is a scenario where the Bills could be playing this game in a must-win to get into the playoff scenario. Not really sure how that works. I think it involves a Steelers win and a Jaguars win or something like that. Or Jaguars loss or a Steelers win or one of the two.
Yeah, because like between the Colts and Texans, like someone has to win there. If it's a tie, then that's even worse.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Jaguars need to lose. So then it's all just a big heaping mess. And Pittsburgh is like the one that needs to win to make this all go into effect.
Right. Yeah, I don't know, man. This is really tough for me, but I think I'm going to rock with the Buffalo Bills here on the road. There's just something about the Bills, when crunch time, that they need to do it. I know I've been counting Josh Allen in the clutch all year. This is going to be his opportunity, and I think I'm going to rock with him. Just the whole team is just playing really well. The run game is working. I think they won a game 2 weeks ago against, was it the Cowboys or something like that, where they just ran it, where they passed it like 10 times or something like that. I don't remember, but James Cook took off in the fantasy playoffs. I'm going to rock with the Buffalo Bills. Miami could easily win this game. This is a huge toss-up for me, but I don't know. I just feel like Miami already has a playoff spot locked up, and the Buffalo Bills have a lot more to play for.
Yeah, that was that game against the Cowboys where they only threw the ball 15 times, yep. And James Cook had 25 carries for 159 yards,
exactly.
Breaking my back in fantasy football, by the way. So James Cook just has a little bit of a hobble. It wasn't me, all right? That's all I got to say, man. No, but in all seriousness, this is for all the marbles. And this is, as a Dolphin fan, this is what has been expected all season long, is somehow the Dolphins and Bills were going to play for the division. And here they are, end up actually playing for the division last week, which I'm so happy for. But at the same time, it's just like, man, if we didn't lose that Tennessee game, if we didn't lose da-da-da-da-da, like, we wouldn't be in this position. But let's not count the eggs before the hatch. Hopefully the Dolphins get a big win here. Win the division for the first time in like 15 years. Host a playoff game, which I'm dying for. So that, just hoping. As a big fan, that's what I'm hoping for. But, I mean, I don't blame you with going with the Bills here, man. Their track record proves that, you know, they come into these type of games and they end up getting a win.
If they lose this game, things in Buffalo are going to change drastically.
Oh, very bad. One more thing I wanted to add. Sean McDermott, you took things too far, man. You started burning Tyreek Hill's house down. Like, what are we doing? What are we doing? No, in all seriousness, that's a wrap for the Week 18 NFL game picks. That is the finale on the regular season. Next time you guys will see us, it will be only playoffs.
Playoffs.
We'll be talking about 14 teams, 14 respective teams, and Hopefully, we got at least two representatives here at this table for that. I know we'll have at least one with the Dolphins, but hey, man, the Green Bay Packers are still alive and they still have a chance to make it in. So, how are we feeling about that?
I'm nervous. We have the pen, though, but I'm nervous. Come on, Pack. We really need you guys to come through. Come on.
Benjamin Button disorder is what you have. Yeah. You guys are living in the past.
Yeah. Chris is only looking towards the future.
Sure, we're on the clock. All right. So, best case scenario. Best case. Hey, we have a quarterback. Yeah. Justin Fields is way better than Jordan Love, bro.
Yeah, okay.
Run the tape. Pull up the stats.
How about this stat? Jordan Love has thrown more touchdowns and more passing yards than any quarterback in fucking Bears history. Ever.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, look it up.
You look it up. It's going viral. There's no way. In one season, he's thrown more touchdowns than any
Bears quarterback. How many touchdowns do you think he has this year?
22.
30.
So he has more than any Bears quarterback ever?
Yes.
In one season?
Yes.
You were making it seem like ever, like the 30 touchdowns.
I'm not going to lie. I thought so too. But I also was thinking, the wheels started turning in my head. I'm like, yeah, probably in the season.
Anyhooser. Back to me. Bears are on the clock. So, you know, best case scenario, we move down a little bit, take Marvin Harrison, and then hopefully we get my guy Joe Alt. I don't know if we'll be able to swing that, but we'll see. We'll see.
You guys got to trade back within the top five at least for that.
Yeah, but, you know, we'll see what happens. Hopefully we're some dream crushers here. We're breaking some hearts. And, yeah, go Bears.
You might catch me flying through a table in the vlog. We'll just have to wait and see, dude. We'll just have to wait and see. I might get in the spirit of things. So just going to have to wait and see. One last word from you, Joey.
Go, Pack, go. Let's go, Jordan. Let's go. Defense, come through, please, for the love of God. Oh, my God. The Redeem team needs to happen.
That wraps it up. Thank you guys so much for watching, and we'll catch you next week when it comes to a wild card round. Later.